Joining us for some insight, Vincent Bonsignori, and I hope I got that right, Vegas Nation reporter for the Las Vegas Review Journal, also on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Vincent, what is going on in Vegas? What's the vibe there today?
Well, it's probably a good thing that today is the players' day off, because they can, you know, sort of digest everything that's happened in privacy without the cameras and microphones and all that. And, you know, I'm happy for them. Not so much in my regard, but in their regard, because this has been a lot to digest. Can you imagine, reading those type of things from your quote unquote leader, your head coach, somebody that you respect, somebody that handpicked you to be on this roster, and all of a sudden, about you know, large groups of people, including a lot of people in that locker room, and one in particular, in Carl Nassib, that was a bunch of nonsense. And I think a lot of people feel that way. It was the right thing to move on from John Gruden. The next challenge is picking up the pieces for a bunch of players in there that had nothing to do with this and have a season at stake and need to figure it out real quick how they're going to respond to something that they had nothing to do with and it kind of fell on their lap.
Vincent, I'm curious what the vibe was like last week. You know, John Gruden goes out there and he coaches after the initial email had surfaced. The team, the players, they were certainly well aware of it, but they didn't know the depth. They didn't know what else was coming. What was the support like from the players about their coach last week? What did the vibe feel like last week?
Well, keep in mind, we didn't learn about any of this until, I would say, 30 seconds, and I mean that literally, after we spoke to John Gruden for the last time that we spoke to him on Friday. And, you know how it is on Fridays before a Sunday game. Once you talk to the head coach, he gives you the injury report, blah, blah, blah. There goes everybody, and there's no access to players. I tried to text a few guys. They weren't ready to say anything just based on what had happened on Friday. So we didn't really get a chance to take the temperature in that regard. But I can say this. No matter what anybody wants to say, I saw a bunch of drop balls on Sunday. Guys were running into each other on the offensive line. There was lots of miscommunication between Derek Carr and his wide receivers, a bunch of penalties, sloppy play. So I don't know to what extent it played a role, but it sure seemed, and we were talking about this in the press box, focus on Sunday, and probably understandably so. We're still talking about human beings that have to go out there and do a job in light of, you know, what they just found out about their coach. And now it's even a doubly challenging situation because, you know, now the coach is gone. You don't even have that to kind of rest your hat on. You have to move on really quickly. Life moves fast in the NFL. They get back to work tomorrow, but it's going to be short order where they're playing at Empower Field at Mile High on Sunday trying to win a football game.
Yeah.
In spite of everything that's been going on.
Vincent Bonsignori from Vegas Nation reporter from the Las Vegas Review Journal. Sometimes there's whispers about a person. And sometimes it turns out to be true, sometimes not. Were there whispers about John Gruden?
Not that I had heard. And I have a pretty good relationship with John. I spoke to him this morning. And, you know, he feels horrible. Didn't want to hurt anybody. That wasn't his intention. Whatever. I'm disappointed, frankly, as somebody that knows him and somebody that had a, you know, relationship with him. So I never sense anything. I've talked to a bunch. I host a radio show with Lincoln Kennedy, one of his best players of all time. Yeah. He's never indicated anything along those lines. He has a good relationship with him. Tim Brown came out the other day, another longtime player of John Gruden's, and never heard anything or saw anything. We spoke to Josh Jacobs on Sunday. He's like, I've never felt a certain way about him or never sensed a certain thing about him. We all know what we're talking about. So at least outwardly to me and the people that I've talked to, that have dealt with him, there's never been any kind of a hint of the type of things that we heard him say, or at least read him say, in those emails.
All right, talk to us a little bit just about logistics moving forward. Obviously, Broncos play the Raiders this week. I'm curious what the operations are going to look like. So, special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia, I hope I said that right, I don't know. He's been elevated to head coach. And then what's going on play calling, you know, just duties? How will that all be delegated?
Yeah, and I think, you know, inserting Rich into that role is the right thing to do. He's kind of a, I wouldn't say a figurehead. I don't want to demean it in any way. But the reality is the head coach of the offense is going to be Greg Olsen. The head coach of the defense is going to be Gus Bradley. Tom Cable gets to, you know, focus on the offensive line. Rod Marinelli gets to focus on the defensive line. All of those guys, except for Greg, have a history, or at least a track record and some experience as a head coach. But it allows everybody really, to go about their jobs with the least amount of disruption. They don't, you know, Gus Bradley doesn't have to run the defense and be the head coach, this 5 games into the season. So it sort of, you know, creates this somewhat seamless, transition. Greg Olsen will call the plays. I do know that he and Derek have a really good relationship. In fact, I think that this, in some ways, it allows or provides more, freedom for Derek Carr, to be involved in the game planning and also, some of the checkoffs at the line of scrimmage, maybe even some of the play calls. So in that regard, Carr will probably have an even bigger voice. It will be interesting to see how things unfold offensively. I think John was more of a run to set up the pass kind of a guy. That's always what his offenses have been about. I think Greg Olsen, especially now with his offensive line in shuffle, I don't think they're going to be as landlocked to that philosophy. I think with Greg and I'm sure Derek in his ear, you might see a little bit more passing earlier on downs to set up the run, but being a real pass-heavy team if need be.
Yeah, that's really interesting. You've got that close of a relationship with John that you talked to him this morning, Vincent. That is extremely unique. I am curious if you felt obligated, or perhaps as a journalist, you wouldn't necessarily, but did you express your disappointment to him personally?
I didn't. I'm sure that's come across in all my writings and what I've said on the air and what I've said on multiple interviews. We'll probably at some point sit down and talk. And I will at that point. And I would never, write things or say things without, having, I don't know what you want to call it, the fortitude, whatever, to say it to his face. But, I am disappointed. Somebody that knows him,
sure,
to hear those kind of words, it's complete nonsense. And so, and it's not something that I really want to be associated with. And I think that I know that he feels horrible and he feels like he has let people down. That wasn't his intention. Sometimes in the cover of secrecy and anonymity, when you think you're just talking to your best friend or whatever, mm-hmm. you act a little bit different maybe than you do outwardly or normally would. And I think that that's exactly what happened. But nevertheless, it's no longer under the cloak of secrecy or just confidentiality. The whole world has seen it, and that's a very, 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 very bad look for John Gruden.
All right, really quick, did you ask him what's next?
No, I have not asked him. I don't think that he's even thought about that.
Okay.
I'm sure he's going to go home to Florida. I think he would go home to Florida, where his mom is still there, his parents are still there. He still has, his car still has Florida plates on it, so that lets you know a little bit, because that's where, his base is, Tampa Bay. So I would imagine that he's going to go there and lay low. I don't see anybody itching to hire John Gruden for any capacity, anytime soon, at least not in the football world. So I think he just goes and lays low and maybe contemplates things and contemplates making some serious changes in his behavior and how he refers to people.
Hey, we really appreciate your insight. Thank you so much for spending time with us, Vincent.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. See you Sunday.
Thank you. Yeah. Vincent Bonsiore from Las Vegas Review-Journal. Wow. Talk to Gruden this morning.
Interesting. Fascinating. It's also always interesting to hear people that know the dude on a personal level, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, yeah, I do like the guy. I do love the guy, and I'm highly disappointed in the guy, right?
Oof. Wow, lots to digest there. Okay, water cooler coming up next.